Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Hi, good evening. It's Penny. I hope you're all well this evening. And we're here to have a chat about the law of creations, or should I say the laws of creation. And very much it's about, you know, we all incarnate onto a physical body, and the earth is the mystery school, and where our life's lessons are presented to us in forms of situations and particular people. It is the way in which we deal with our life circumstances that determines whether we are or we not pass our examinations. When we respond to all the tests with compassion, strength and understanding, we become masters. The aim of everybody who incarnates on the earth is ascension or enlightenment, which is the totality of a mastery. And all the lessons we are offered here, this may take lifetimes, for if we hurt or harm another, we earn karma, which is a debt that must be repaid. Very often our souls will want to return to earth to meet some of the same people in similar situations, to experience similar challenges again, to complete unresolved issues. So during the show, we are talking about the law of creation, which I've talked about before, which includes the law of attention, the law of flow, the law of abundance, the law of clarity, the law of attention, intention, and the law of prosperity, along with the law of manifestation and the law of success. So we've got a pretty busy show. And what's so excellent for us this evening is we've got some guests. People with us, which is fantastic. We've got Adam Weller, we've got Jill Pay, we've got Amy Gower, and we've got Adina Newton, who are all experts within this field. So I'd just like to say hi and welcome them, and I will obviously welcome Matthew this evening to the show. So hi guys.
Good evening everybody.
Hello.
Good evening.
So everybody's coming in. I think that's about it, except for Jill. And Jill sits next to me as I'm talking. So you can also say hello.
Hi, everybody.
So good evening, everybody. This is Matthew. It's great to be back. Looking forward to the show. As Penny said, we've got lots of guests, so lots of different insights from lots of different perspectives. Strap in. It's going to be a really exciting show. Penny's just lining up the laws now. So just to allow some of the others just to say hello and just put a bit of their energy into the group and just introduce themselves. So, Adam, is there anything you'd like to add?
Initially, you know, before we get into the laws of creation and that, when you look at spiritual law and how it can help and support us in life, you know, it's, if you see life as one massive big game, well, then the spiritual laws are just the rules as to which we play by. Gain some understanding around that, and boy, can it make life so much easier.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. I find that when I started learning about the spiritual laws, it's like very much like you said, life is a game. We're not supposed to be here for sickness and suffering. We're here to have fun and play and enjoy and gain a lot of experiences. On the earth plane is the only place that we can sort of feel lots of different emotions and have lots of different sort of life experiences. And I think that it's a real valid point. When you play within the rules, actually life can be absolutely amazing, and you can have some of the best experiences. And you, sometimes you can feel like sort of like one of the luckiest people in the world, because when you play within those laws, you get to go to places other people don't go, and you get different experiences that other people don't get. So there's sort of people that would say, oh, I can never find a car parking space in a car park. Well, I have a totally different experience. If I'm driving to a shopping centre or something like that, I'm setting the intention as I'm going, and it's kind of like I'll get into the car park and I'll have the perfect space, and the results are amazing when you're putting a vibration out to the universe of, so I know we covered it on the last show, of request. It's amazing how you more often than not get what you ask for, and it's very important. Everything, we always say that everything's for everybody's highest will and good, so I wouldn't try and manifest something that was going to sort of be negative on somebody else's life. But it's like we can play this game and have a lot of fun with it. And actually, there's so many people out there that sort of talk about a negative experience, and sometimes that can just be a lack of knowledge about how the world actually works. And when you realise how the world works and play within the rules, you can have an absolutely amazing life, full of joy, full of abundance, full of situations. And you find yourself saying, like, I feel so lucky because everything goes my way. And it's never to anybody's detriment, which just makes it even better. So, yeah, that's sort of my two pence on that one. So is there anything you would add to that, Amy?
Hi, yeah, no, I find when you do start learning more about the laws and the spiritual laws, it's something where you read it and learn about it, and it's not like rocket science. It's not like something you go, oh my God, I can't get my head around that or whatever. You read it and it's like, God, that makes so much sense. That makes so much sense that, you know, in terms of when you talk about the law of intention, it's like, what's your intention behind something? Say, for example, you want to write a book. Someone that hopes to write a book probably never will, but someone intends to write a book will write that book. And it's the same when it goes with, you know, things you do in life. Like, for example, if you unfortunately hit something with a car, it's like, was your intention behind that good or bad? And depending on what your intention was, you will have to repay a karmic debt if it had a bad intention. However, if your intention wasn't bad and it came and it was an accident, then that's just a lesson that you needed to learn. So there's just so many different flavors to this, and so many different things that just make sense. And I think Adina could really add some more interesting input on this too.
Oh, hi, sorry, I missed my name, to apologize. I absolutely love the laws of the universe, because it's like they're pearls of the universe. And as Matthew said, if you know what the rules are, then you'll be able to understand the experiences that you're having, why you're having them, and be able to attract the things that you would like to attract in life, as opposed to just, you know, seeing what falls from the sky. So, leading a happy life, the laws of the universe will help you with that. Yeah, thank you.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think, you know, again, Amy was beginning to talk about the law of attention, and, you know, giving attention to what you would like to manifest, you know, no matter whether it's big, small, good or bad, or ugly, you know, whatever it is. Spiritual law ensures that an outcome manifests to the exact percentage to which you give it attention. So, you know, attention, you need to put your attention and focus your thoughts, your words, your actions, and then you will beginning to actually manifest what you would like to see. Where your intention goes, energy flows. And it's a really important little rhyme there, and always worth repeating. So, you know, where your attention goes, energy flows. And we know we're big energetic beings, and, you know, it's like, again, we've said many times on the radio before, you know, seeing is believing. You know, use your life like it's an experiment, and experiment with these things, and you will get the knowledge and the wisdom around them. You know, subatomic physics is now proving what sages and mystics have been telling us throughout the ages. We just don't listen sometimes, and we need to pay more attention to what is actually going on in our lives and how we get results, and continue to do the behavior that gives you the results that you like to see in your life. So it's watch what you know, what thoughts you have, and just to pay attention to what you're actually intending, how you would like to create your world. And if you pay attention to that and you give that attention, then, you know, you move on with great ease. So that leads us into the next law, which is really interesting, and it's the law of flow. And if you're in the flow, i.e. you're paying attention to what is going on, you can easily move into the law of flow. And the universe is comprised of energy which flows like a river. You know, nothing is static, nothing is stuck. In fact, if you're not in the flow and you move into stuckness, that's where suffering and pain is. So you want to be in the flow of life. You want to be able to move gently from one thing to another, very much like the wind in the top of the trees, you know, as they're swaying, you know, without break, without interruption. And when a river flows, there are no empty spaces. You know, the one thing that the universe dislikes more than anything else is a void. And if you have a void, something has to flow into that void in order for the flow to continue. So I'm very lucky because I'm sitting right next to Jill, and I was going to ask her what her thoughts were on this.
Yes, hello everybody. Just to say that, again, like some of the others have said, these laws, what I love most about them is that they're not complicated. In fact, they're the opposite of complicated, and they are effective. And as Penny was saying about the flow, if you follow these basic rules, and then you get into that flow, then you loose the resistance to things coming to you and things going your way. And if you feel like a resistance is like a boulder in that river, stopping that flow or diverting it, and that takes you maybe off your path. So it's about finding ways to pay attention and be in that flow, so that you're not diverted from your path, and you don't get stuck, as Penny said, or you don't stop and allow something to come in which is not what you were expecting or wanting, because it's as Penny was saying about the universe abhors a vacuum. It doesn't like these voids, so it will fill it with whatever, and it may not be the whatever that you wanted. So it's about, you know, trying to, or not even trying, but just following these simple, and they are simple, but they're so effective. When you, and for me, it was like, oh, this is like a miracle, because it's like suddenly you've got a guidebook to life.
Uh-huh.
And where, you know, and if people know about these simple but effective ways of being, it can literally transform your life. And you can create anything you want.
I think also, I love the quote, one of the quotes that Anna Cooper has put in her book is very much, is go with the flow and you reach the source. Now when I hear that quote and I go, yeah, the source is not where the source of the river is, it's the, you know, it's the source of universal intelligence and power. So, you know, if you can reach the source of that, then you're on a winning wicket. And by the way, for the Americans, a winning wicket is a cricket term. So, Matthew, what do you think about the law of abundance?
Well, I mean, the law of abundance, for me, when I started working with the different spiritual laws, it really interesting process, because it brings up a lot for you. And it was at that time that I found I had to sort of very much change the way I was thinking and certain terms that I used. Because when sort of Penny or someone would ask me, what would you really like to create in your life? And I'd say, well, I want this and I want that. And, oh, well, I want a nice flash car and a big house. And what I didn't realise at the time is that the universe listens and provides very quickly, and within my speech I wasn't sort of being genuine within myself, and it's about asking what are your preferences as opposed to your wants. And when people start using the law of attraction and trying to attract abundance, they're putting out wants and needs to the universe, and what we don't realize is that the universe answers us, and it leaves us wanting for things rather than stating a preference and having that as a real genuine thing. A preference is something that you prefer, it's an outcome that you would prefer, rather than, oh well, I want this and I want that. So even just the vibration and the use of different words can totally change the outcome. So if you're trying to attract abundance, you want to make sure it's clean and it's clear. So we're just about to go into a commercial break.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Uh,
Hey, welcome back, everybody. So, just to add a little bit more to the law of abundance, what we struggle to realize is that actually it's our birthright to experience abundance. And there is nothing wrong with stating a preference if that's an experience you would like to create. And often it's about gaining the clarity around that to then create and attract what you would really like. So handing over to Penny, I know we can cover some stuff on the law of clarity, and I'm sure each law we cover, you'll gain another little bit, and you can tie it all together and see how it all works. So just handing over to Penny.
Thanks, Matthew. It's you know, when we are totally clear about what we want or what we would like or our preferences, you know, it picks up the message accurately and responds accordingly. So, you know, lack of clarity ties up your psychic energy and keeps you in confusion. And this is the problem, is, you know, the confusion then rules and takes you down a looping road until you actually start to gain clarity. Clarity frees you to move forward and opens new doors. So, you know, one of the things for me, obviously I'm using a lot of different things in my practice and running Acorn to Oak. And the one quality that I really love is clarity and clarity of vision. So I did a lot of work around the law of creation, around clarity and gaining clarity and being able to move through confusion and actually make really empowering decisions very, very quickly. The moment you make a clear decision, a light goes on over your head and the powers of the universe see that light and align behind you to manifest your vision. So it's really, you know, if you're walking out in a thick fog, you can very quickly get off the path and get extremely lost. And this is one of the things about the law of clarity. You know, there's two ways to activate the law of clarity. If you wander off the path and are lost, frustrated, and you can't see your way or the way of going because the fog is too thick, wait patiently until the sun clears the fog and you can see where you are. And then you can make a clear decision on what direction you take. And it's really, really important. You know, again, the word decision comes from the Latin to decide, you know, meaning to, you know, it really is important to keep your options open. So I just wanted to ask Adam maybe to put his two penny worth in on this one. Yeah. Okay, Adam, we're not hearing you very clearly, so I'll just continue for a second. And clarity is the first step to freedom and the achievement of your heart's desire. So maybe I could hand over to Jill again and she can give us her take on it.
Yes, I mean, what strikes me very much is the idea that once you get that clarity, this, I love the analogy of the light bulb going off in your head, off above your head, so that you're shining and the universe can see that clarity with which you're operating. And if you're not that clear, then the light doesn't go on. And I just think that is really speaks to how the universe operates. The universe has our highest will and good in its grasp. It wants us to be all these things. It wants us to be abundant. It wants us to live our best lives. And there's a lot in social media at the moment.
Call.
Living your best life.
Call.
This is how you live your best
call.
Life. If you follow these rules, and being clear is key, because the universe can't cope with a muddle or a confusion, because it will come back at you with
Well, it just won't act, will it? It just won't.
It doesn't know what to do.
It doesn't know what to do. It gets confused also. So it's, thanks for those amazing points. And it's, you know, it is so important, again, just to realise that clarity of vision is what actually helps you manifest the dreams that you would like to manifest. And it makes you a real game changer, a real thought leader. And it's where, you know, most entrepreneurs want to have is clarity and clarity of vision. And, you know, and maybe they don't know anything about the law of clarity. So it's an important point to take. So it helps us move on, you know, the clarity actually helps us with the law of intention. And if you want to go swimming, and you can be deflective. If you intend to swim, you will overcome all obstacles to being, you know, in order to fulfill your intention. Similarly, when a person intends to write a book, it's much, you know, the same as Amy was talking about earlier on, and it's much the same. If you intend to do something, then your will centers, which are, you know, centered in the back of your spine, your will centers will come in and give you the will in order to move through and succeed in writing that book, or, you know, learning to swim, or swimming, or going for a swim. And the intention, when the intentions are more powerful than the wants, the wishes and hopes, intention release.
The law of clarity worked for me was when I started sort of working on how would I like my private practice to work. And something Penny's always said is always go for the aim for the end goal and work your way backwards. Because when Penny first asked me, how would you like your business to run and that sort of thing, I really didn't know. I wasn't sure on all the details. And so it's skip to the end. And it's like, how would you like your lifestyle to work around your business and your business to work around your lifestyle? Because a lot of people, if you go from the start and you want to create this business where you help as many people as you can, and you just want to get your passion and your knowledge out there to help as many people as you can, you forget that would probably require 20 hours a day of your attention, and that's not your preference. It's about looking at all sides of it. So your business, because otherwise your business, many of my friends, they've built very successful businesses, but they don't have the time with their family and they don't have the holidays. Because they've structured their business around one intention, and they haven't been clear on actually this business needs to work in very many ways. And a lot of people find that they create a business through passion, but then 5-10 years down the line, when they reach big success, it's like they then can't escape the monster they've created because they weren't clear in the first place. So for me, it was very much about looking at the end picture. How would I like this business to work, but work for me and work in my family life so that I get the time out with my family that I've dreamed about? Because a lot of people, when they're thinking about building a business, they concentrate on one thing, and that's often money. And they think, oh, well, I want to build a multi-million pound business because then I'll be able to do all the holidays I want and I can treat my family and I can do all these wonderful things. But what they don't realise is that they just thought about creating the business and the business can take over. So actually you find yourself overworking and then you sort of resent your business and you resent the fact that you don't have the family time. And what it ultimately comes down to is that you weren't clear on your intention in the first place, and the universe has gone, of course you can have a multi-million pound company, but then you're working 20 hours a day and you're thinking, well, actually this wasn't my preference. So the law of clarity can really help. By or personally I found is look at the end goal and really again, gain the clarity around what, how you want it to work in different parts of your life. And yes, you want the success within business, but you want to be able to have those fantastic month-long holidays in the summer, or have the time in the morning where you can sit with your family and have that time where you're not having to rush to work, and also the time when you get home. Because many guys in business, they resent the fact that they don't get to spend time with their children because they've created the business. So for me, it's very much about working it backwards, and I find working it backwards, you gain so much more clarity than you would just saying, oh, well, I want to build this company. And then that's your goal. That's what you've put out there. So that's what you're going to get. But you haven't thought about everything all the way through.
Yeah, that's some great points, Matthew. And, you know, going on and making sure that we finish talking about intention. You know, intention is very much the law of intention takes into consideration when assessing karma and the balance sheet of your thoughts and deeds with its inevitable consequences. You know, if a child runs out in the middle of a road and a car is the path of a car and is injured, you know, does the driver bear karmic responsibility? Well, it depends on his intention. Now, if he's driving sensibly and has the intention to be safe, then, you know, the karmic debt is small. You know, if he attracts lessons and is possibly, you know, driving drunk or angry or careless driving, then he bears responsibility at a spiritual level and will have to repay in some form. Now, if somebody has an evil intent, for example, if they are focused on hurting or harming or causing chaos, then a black mark will be earned, and it will be put into their Akashic record, their soul record. They are unleashing poisonous arrows, and it doesn't matter whether they actually perpetrate the damage or not. The intention has gone out to the universe and has been noted. So when your intentions are noble and honourable, even if your plan does not come to fruition, you'll be rewarded for the purity of your own ideals and thoughts. There's an expression that, you know, especially in the UK, that hell is paved, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And it basically means, you know, we're talking about the arrows drawing back the string, and it's held in tension. Okay? And there's, you know, it's really important, there is no energy, therefore there is nothing happens. If the arrow doesn't fly, or sometimes the aim is wrong and the arrow misses the target, the Sanskrit root word or verb is very much sinning, which means you aim at the target but you miss, but the intention is pure. Therefore, it matters within the universe. So, you know, so the law of intention is really, it's like an arrow in flight. Nothing can deflect it. So aim carefully. It's very much going back to, you know, one of the root modalities of Acorn to Oak is, you know, it's very much about taking responsibility for your actions. Don't just do things willy-nilly. And it's also very, very important because these laws, when joined together, are like a string of pearls, pearls beyond price. And if we start using them in our daily lives, then we activate the next law, which is the law of prosperity. And, you know, every parent wants their beloved child to have plenty of things. You know, the source, or the divine mother, father, God, is no different from that. You know, and you are a beloved child of the universe. And it is time now for you to claim that divine heritage and be prosperous. Now, some things hold you back, and it's usually our own fear, false evidence appearing real, you know, our fear of scarcity, that there won't be enough. And if you don't carve out your piece of the pie, somebody else will get it. And it's really, really important. So, you know, if you take a plant, if you put an inappropriate soil in place which is full of slugs and too much of one thing and not enough water, and then the sun is beating down on top of it, you wouldn't expect it to flourish. If you constrict its roots or space for growth and never feed it or constantly replant it, you would expect it to perish. You know? So if you plant in good soil and you give it enough water and enough sun and give it the freedom to grow, it will safely establish itself. So it's really important to realize that with the law of prosperity, you know, if you have doubts about your ability to earn, if you have doubts, you know, doubts very much shrivel up that plant of prosperity. So again, handing over to maybe Amy, if she's online, well, she can give her thoughts around the law of prosperity.
Yeah, I mean, for me, in terms of prosperity, abundance, it's very much a case of clearing out all the stuff inside you that doesn't believe it, that doesn't think it will happen, that doubts it, all the thought forms, all the emotions. You know, a lot of people get into positive affirmations, I am abundant, I am prosperous, which is great, that you know, you want to send those messages into your subconscious and out to the universe. However, if you're going, I am abundant, I am prosperous, and then there's a whole narrative behind it inside you going, no, I'm not, I never earn enough, or I haven't got enough, this is a load of rubbish, etc., 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 that's pretty much what's going to be sent out if you just have that narrative behind it. So it's very much a case of clearing that as much as possible in order to then, as because we're talking about energy, to match the vibration of what you're actually saying. So every fiber, every part of you believes what you're saying, believes that positive affirmation, and believes you are prosperous and you are abundant. And actually what you find is when you start trying to attract abundance, etc., you will... Sorry, I lost my thread then. I apologise. we just got a little bit of interference here. Just to wrap it up before I hand over to Adina, it is very much just clearing out all that subconscious clutter, all that narrative that doesn't believe it. And you really need to start believing in every fibre of your being, otherwise you won't attract it. So I'm going to hand over to Adina, and she can give her stuff around this too.
Thank you, Amy. You know, it very much depends also on how you look at things. There's that saying, is the glass half full or half empty? If you see scarcity everywhere, then that's what you're going to attract. But if you have a dinner and you're grateful for the dinner that you have, regardless of how much you have, literal full, then you're going to attract more of it. So it's the mindset as well that is important in regards to attracting more prosperity. So that's my opinion on that. Thank you. I'll hand over to Penny.
Thanks, Adina. That's great. And it's really fantastic. I must acknowledge you guys. Thank you for coming on the show tonight and putting your input in. And it's really interesting that, you know, the law of prosperity is one of the ones that we want on our side, because we all want to be prosperous. We all want to be able to attract good and wonderful things into our life. And you know, the energy of money is a totally different show, but it's really interesting. Prosperity is not just about money. Prosperity is about many other different aspects in your life. And it sounds like we're just running up to the next break. So we'll be back to talk about the law of manifestation. Yay, this is a real good one.
Okay.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back from the break. I'm just about to hand over to Matthew, who's going to be talk about the law of manifestation. And yeah, I just wanted to quickly say that, you know, these laws used in conjunction are really powerful. And just getting Matthew's attention here, and he's just going to kick off with the law of manifestation.
Thanks for that, Penny. Yeah, speaking from personal experience, we limit ourselves. And when I first started manifesting things, what came up for me is, well, what do I deserve? And actually, it doesn't matter whether you're trying to manifest your favorite ice cream being in the shop, or whether you're trying to manifest a Lamborghini or your dream house or whatever it be. And so it's, again, like Amy mentioned earlier, it's clearing out some of that emotional clutter for you to gain clarity around what you really would like to manifest. And for me, it's about going really deep and picking through it. So it's not just saying to the universe, I would like to manifest a Lamborghini. It's see yourself driving it. See yourself walking into that dealership with the check in your hand to pay for it. Smell it. So smell the interior of the car and sort of get a taste for the situation. See it. And one of the really important things to use here is our third eye. And it's very much sort of smell it, taste it, see it, hear it, bring it in, really sort of just,
Feel the joy.
Yeah, it is. It's very much getting into it. So it's believing you've already got it. For me, I mean, Jim Carrey tells a great story, a true story, around how he manifested £10 million. And that was when he got his first check for doing the film The Mask, which I'm sure we all know. And he says it's taking it into deep detail. So it's not just being, as we would say in the UK, being woolly about it and say, I'd like that, and I'd like that. It's really pushing it out to the universe and showing your passion for it. Because if you're woolly about something, it'll either take a long, long time to manifest or it won't manifest at all. Because if the universe gets that you're not really sure about it, then it's not going to be sure either, and it's not going to provide. So it's about really stepping back, and like we were saying with the law of clarity, it's like gain clarity around what you want to manifest and how you see it, because that's how you're going to manifest it quickly. And that for me, I've proven it in my own life that certain things I've been trying to manifest early on didn't manifest, and I couldn't understand why, and it's because I wasn't being clear on it. I was being woolly with the universe, but what I found when I started manifesting with intention and with clarity and with some of the laws that we've already spoken about, things come out like you wouldn't believe, and you start, life just sort of is happening, and it's almost like being in a movie. Because all these amazing things are happening and these great experiences. Like I said earlier, you get to go places and have experiences that other people just don't seem to have. And the amount of people I've met in my life, especially over the last couple of years, that are like, wow, you have an amazing life. Like, you're so lucky. And I sort of laugh because actually I've chosen that. And it's not luck. It's manifestation and it's intention, and as long as you're prepared to learn the lessons and do the work along the way, then you can have the most abundant life. And I think this is where people sort of miss it, because it's that I want it and I want it now. And if you said to someone you can manifest anything you would like, but it's going to take 5 years of deep work, as Amy was saying earlier, it's working with those patterns within the subconscious where actually there's part of you that has built evidence up from your past that you don't deserve things and good things don't come your way. And what we don't realize is these things can be flipped round real easy. And my best advice would be do the deep emotional work on the subconscious on that deeper level to clear those patterns from your past there and clear that up so that you're playing on a level playing field. And also within Acorn to Oak, we do NLP, which is real important for what, if you listen to the stories of your mind and what your mind tells you deserve, it'll come up with a lot of reasons actually and a lot of evidence as to why you don't deserve it. And that's just Maya, and it's the Maya of the mind. So for me, again, when I'm looking to manifest something or work on something, it's about taking it really deep. And again, like I said earlier, it's working it backwards and making sure that you're clear on your intention and you're clear on your manifestation. And it's not just going to benefit you. Because again, if you're trying to manifest abundance, but it's to other people's detriment, that's not for everybody's highest will and good. So don't expect it to come. Whereas if you're trying to attract abundance and manifest abundance, not just for yourself, but to provide jobs for other people, to provide experiences for other people, to be able to give some of that money back to charities that is going to benefit people that have nothing in comparison to what we have, that's when you're going to manifest and create that abundance within your life, because you're seeing past yourself. It's not just about you. It's about a lot of people, and it's saying, well, I would love to have some benefits, However, I would love that to benefit other people as well. And I think when you're coming from that place and it's clean and it's clear and you haven't got the mire of the mind and the subconscious blocks, things will manifest quicker than you would believe them to, which I think leads us really quite well onto our final law of the evening. And obviously,
I've just got a little bit to chip in there, Matthew.
Yeah, sure.
You know, for me, it's also holding the faith, absolute faith. You know, do not doubt, do not deviate, do not pass go, hold the vision. And I think, it's vitally important, because, you know, if doubts come in, just deal with them quickly so that, you know, the doubt leaves quickly. You know, and it's like, do not deviate, do not pass go. Obviously, that's a monopoly term, but it's, and hold that vision and know that you can have off days, but as soon as you get back, go back to the vision and hold it and reinvest in it again.
Sure.
And you know, that's how Acorn to Oak was brought into being, was you know, me holding the vision for it. And you know, we do, everybody has a day where they may not have supreme clarity, and you know, they may be having one of those couch potato days where they actually need to just withdraw from the world for a while. But as soon as you get back off the couch, it's hold the vision again and get on.
Yeah, it's not staying on the couch for a month because it didn't manifest the next day, which I find a lot of people do. They think, well, I tried to manifest this one thing and it didn't work. So they give up. Yeah. Well, if Edison had done that with the light bulb on the first attempt, ladies and gentlemen, we wouldn't have light.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. It's really, really important. It's, you know, and holding again, I'd like to underline the point that Matthew made, is that, you know, if you're doing it to somebody else's detriment, then it's not going to manifest. It's just not going to happen, because the vibration will drop, and you need a high vibrational stance to manifest. And you know, therefore, if you do drop the vibration on it, again, it will be a wet squid. It will just go and be pretty useless. So it's really important to understand these things. And you know, if you cast your line into the celestial oceans, align your frequency and vibration to what your vision is, and it will manifest into reality. It can't help but do so. So I think that goes on nicely, as Matthew was saying, onto the last law, which is the law of success. And I hope Adam's still there, because he probably is like, nobody's come to me lately.
yep,
so
still
hopefully Adam will take up the cudgel on the law of success.
Yeah, it's you know, it's all real interesting, and it sort of actually listening on tonight is sort of, it served me well really, because it really shows, once you start putting all these laws together, all these pieces of the puzzle together, you know, you get your clarity, you get specific, you get in the flow, you start manifesting. And once you put these patterns in and you take some action around it, and if you're coming from the right place, then inevitably it is going to lead you to your end goal, which is ultimately success, you know. Very much the universe is there to help and support us, if we're coming from the right place and the right space, you know. It's very much, you know, spiritual law will say, yes, you have a right to abundance. If you can get to that from a heart space without any feelings of entitlement or I deserve this and this belongs to me, then great, you can go for it. But if you're coming from a space of ego in the 10% of the mind where it's all, no, this is my right and I will have it and blah, 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 then actually you need to, you know, go back a few steps and maybe look at some of those patterns. And very much like we were saying about being specific, you know, it's working through these laws to get to the end goal, and basically using them as a roadmap, really, because, you know, it's, we are we're not on this planet to not succeed and not thrive in life, you know. I do think a lot of people choose to sit in suffering rather than taking the action. And, you know, a lot of times that action is actually looking into a mirror and saying, OK, so what do I need to do to keep this clear, you know? And by the sounds of things, we're just heading into a break.
Thank you, Adam. That is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
The last person on the show. So just want to thank you for listening to us. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And it's really important just to leave on a note that in spiritual terms, success means believing in yourself, doing the best you can, and achieving the highest outcomes for everyone.
Absolutely. So thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I hope you put this into practice and experience the joy and abundance that we all have.